Okay, welcome to my channel. Okay, I'm Aaron Lin, not Alvin Lim, not Derek or Alex or what, okay? Okay, so today I want to do this video, okay? If you follow my Telegram group, okay? So I want to segment this video into a few sections lah. So the first part is an introduction. I'm going to talk a little bit about the market and how I feel about it. And the second part, I will be answering your question. Okay, a lot of my viewers, they send me question. And if you are in my Telegram group, you know that I have some quiz, I have some polling, and I send some insights about the market in my Telegram group. Okay, so you want to know you want to join my Telegram group, the link is in my link tree, I think. So you click description, you will have my link to my Telegram group. So first of all, let's talk about the market. Okay, I will take reference from my Telegram group because I've been updating my Telegram group even though I didn't do much videos on YouTube. One reason is because I shared in my last few videos, I don't want to be doing bo liao thing or doing video for the sake of doing videos. I want the videos to be meaningful. I want the videos to be helpful and I want the content to be good. So, first of all, I shared a few things. One is there's going to be a launch called the Springleaf Residence. Is going to target preview on 1st August. It's a crazy launch. That's 941 units. But this is in 1st August. Okay, 1st August. Estimated only lah. Target preview. So if you are interested, you can contact me. Before this, there will be auto EC. Auto EC, you need any calculation. If you follow my channel long enough, you will know that I help a lot of people on their EC calculation. And a lot of people that think that they are not eligible end up they are eligible. So there's ways to understand the current situation, whether you can buy or cannot buy for new launch EC. Okay, so auto place is in July. So the date given is 4th of July. This is just like a targeted date lah. 4th of July to 15th July. Okay, so if you need any help, you can just contact me now. We can do the financial calculation and explain to you the timeline. Next, I posted a poll on my Telegram group. I say the property market is so boring now, and I get 80% telling me yes, 20% say no. So I'm a little bit bored lah because there's nothing much that is happening. And you know, when I get bored, right, it's because we are really at a stagnant stage. I want to give you a perspective. Okay, a new perspective. The new launch market, right, is actually driven by the government. Okay, wait, correct me, please, disclaimer, I'm not saying that the government drives the market, but the government is the one that plan the land release. So when this new launch launched in August, right, basically I think maybe 15 months ago, just an estimation, there was a land bid. So somebody won the bid and whatsoever. Then 15 months later, it starts to go on sale. And then you will have this preview VVIP booking and all these things. Okay, all these things started from the part where the government released the sale. So every year, right, what are the launches? When are the launches? I feel like, okay, this is just my opinion. I'm not pointing fingers. It may not be correct also. Is that the government plan what are the launches for the year and what is going to happen to the property market in the new launch market. But you see, this is just my assumption. I hope you all understand. It's not that I keep wanting to repeat this. But I don't want to 乱说话, you know, later kena target. But you see, the government released the land sale. So this time, there's this launch. Why? Because 15 months ago, there was a tender. The only thing that was not motivated by the government or not planned by the government is en bloc. So en bloc already, then later released for sale. That's like Trump Park. But how many en blocs are there? And how many of these new launch comes from en bloc? Very, very little. So I feel that the government is pretty smart, if you know what I mean. Okay, so the next one that I got info is this Canberra Crescent Residence. This is 2nd August 2025. So if you're interested, you can contact me again. Then I shared a list. This list is the estimated new project launch pipeline in the second half of 2025. So when I shared the list, I said something. I said, look at this crazy list. Can you count how many CCR projects are there? Okay, then I said something else. I don't want to say that on the YouTube. You can go to my Telegram group and see what I say. Okay. If you look at it, the first page is Upper House Orchard Boulevard, Robertson Opus, W Residence, River Green at River Valley Green, One Lonnie Residence, which is at Lonnie Hill. I don't know if I pronounce it correctly, but that is another CCR thing. Then 132 Sophia Road should be also another core central area. Then Delphi Orchard, 402 Orchard Road. Then later we have a Holland Drive. That's the name haven't come out yet. Then later there's Newport Residence, that's at Anson Road. Then later Mount Emily Road, Tanjong Rhu Road. Then only you go to Sing Ming Road. But Sing Ming Road, that one Artisan A, is only 34 units. Then later you go to Science Park again. Then you go to De Souza Avenue. I don't know where it's that. 347 units. Then you go to Margaret Drive again. Then you go back to Zion Road again. Zion Road, you have 706 units and 610 units. So you have parcel A, and then the other one should be parcel B, which the name is Promenade Peak. Then later you go to Springleaf Upper Thompson, which is 941 units that I mentioned. Then it will be, okay, then I skip Otto, the Otto Place and the Canberra Crescent Residence. Then you go to Faber Residence, which is at Faber Walk. Then later on, I don't know, this is for what, Villa Natura, Tang Po Avenue, I think also a very small unit. Okay, why am I saying this? You want to get the whole list, you can go to join my Telegram group, you will see. Majority of these units are very near to the core central area, or they are in the core central area. If you look at the way it's being put out, I feel that this planning, right, is partially done by the government. So this is a very smart move. I don't want to explain why this is a very smart move, but you can go and think about it, or you can go and discuss with your friend. But I think this is a very smart move because there's going to be so many new launch in the central area, but so little new launch in the RCR as well as the OCR. And a lot of these launches, they are partially the smaller units, like 25 units for One Lonely Residence, then 45 units for 132 Sophia, then what, 16 units for Mount Emily. So the really big units, like 300-400 units, they are, if you count, there's not a lot. But if you look at in terms of percentage wise, a lot of these are very near to the central area. Okay. So the market is going to be very quiet, because if you know the central area well, right, you know that the central area sale is pretty quiet or pretty low. So if you see a lot of people are telling you to start to buy the core central area, you know why lah. Because that is what is going to happen for almost 80% of the next half of 2025. Then the only thing that I see that is significant and not in the core central area is Springleaf Residence, Otto Place and Canberra Crescent Residence. That's all. Everything else is very near to central. Okay, so this one, I leave it to you to think about it. But I feel that the strategy is very smart, because this year like that, to me, is something that is planned. It's not like just by luck it come out. I feel that this comes out by design. Okay, okay. So the next thing, okay, this is what, 9, wow, I talked about 9 minutes plus already. Okay, this video is going to be very long. So if you watch this video, I think I'll put a timestamp at 9 minutes plus, so they don't need to hear me talk if you don't want to hear the intro. So next part of this video, we're going to answer some of the questions that some of the members has actually asked me to answer this question. I put out shoot me question on the 2025 property market. So because the property market is so boring, right? So we're going to make this thing interesting. Okay, so the first question, I tell you how I do my Q&A. I've never seen the question before, okay? So I'm going to read out the question and I will tell you whether I can answer or I cannot answer. First question, okay, this guy, wow, very early. He also early. Asked me at 7:33 a.m. Where to buy resale 3-bedder, 4-bedder with 1,003 per square feet above and less than 10 years and below 2.5 and near MRT? 1,003 per square feet above. I don't know what do you mean. Above 2,003 per square feet. Above 1,003 per square feet. Less than 10 years and below 2.5. Wow. I think the answer is very wide lah. But this one actually very easy. This one, all you need to do is go Property Guru and put in the filter. I'm very sure you will get your answer lah. If you are my client, then I will teach you how to do it. Okay? So if you want to buy, you'll be my client, I teach you. Sorry, the first question is like that lah. So no choice, I give you my frank answer, okay? Second question. 7:41 a.m. For condo size, location, price, can rank them from most important to least for price appreciation in 8 years time. Okay, size, location, and price. How will I rank them in terms of importance? For me, I think important, number one, we go for location. Okay, location. Second, we go for price. Okay. Third, we go for size. Of course, this is not the ultimate answer. If you ask me, like, example, will I change or not? But if you ask me, like, just need to, can only give one answer, I will say location most important. Second is price. Third is size. Okay. Price, location important. Second price, third size. Size not important. Not important meaning that I will look into the location and the price first before I determine what size to buy. Doesn't mean that you anyhow choose one size is correct. Okay? So I want to explain this correctly. Wow, this one very hard. Very hard to just answer like that. I feel that, no, just to make you all happy, I answer for you. Okay, third question. 7:43 a.m. Tell us about the future potential of EA and EM. Okay, this one I want to explain to you. EA and EM will always have potential. Potential meaning that there's always people that want to buy. But I feel that because EA and EM is going to get older and older, it's going to get harder and harder to sell. Okay, so if you ask me but if the potential is good, I will say that the potential is not good. But compared to... if you compare to the same age, the 4-room flat, 5-room flat, same age compared to EAEM, I think EAEM got an upper hand because the units are unique, they are big, you know, there's always people that will want to buy them. Okay, but again, I still feel that if they're old, the future potential is not there, so I won't hold it. Next, 7:44 a.m. In the coming 3 years, any potential new launch that is worth for investment, be it cap gain or renter? Wow, this one's very hard. In the coming 3 years, any potential new launch? Okay, you want to know this? Very easy one. 3 years is a long time. There is a lot of potential new launch. If you join my Telegram group, I always drop a lot of hints inside. If you engage me, I will drop a lot of hints inside. But if you ask me coming 3 years, coming 3 years confirm have. 3 years is a long time. And there's a lot of launches in 3 years, okay? Next, 7:46 a.m. Do you think Zion new launch will do well? Okay, Zion. I don't want to tell you whether it will do well or don't do well, but I want to tell you a story. Rivray. I don't know if you know about this condo called Rivray. Rivera or Rivray. Because when I was selling the new launch, it was called Rivray. Rivray was the plot of land that was the old zoo. So when Rivray was selling, right, I always believed that Zion's future is there. Because when I was selling Rivray, the middle part where the grass patch is, I think your parcel AB near to Great World there, they haven't developed. So I always feel that if you buy Rivray, right, Rivray is next to the river and it's the last plot of land that is along the river. Yet, when you cross the road opposite, you will have this plot of big plot of land that is going to develop, which you see your Zion, Parcel A, Parcel B, and whatsoever. So I feel that Rivay is the pioneer of all these people. So when I was selling Rivay, I believe that Rivay will make money because of the location and because of the future. So if you ask me, do you think the future Zion new launch will do well? I cannot answer you, but I feel that those people that follow what I told them at that time to buy Rivay, they will do well because of the current few launches in Zion. And I feel that there is too many CCR projects launching this year. And the result of all these CCR launches, right, will show you the future of the real estate market in Singapore. Next, 750. Do you think interest rate is going to come down? What would be the impact to Singapore property market? Okay, interest rate is confirmed coming down one because I feel that there's this QE that has started again. The US debt is increasing. You know, a lot of people are printing money. I cannot explain these economic factors that well, but I follow them very closely and I watch a lot of videos, follow a lot of experts and listen to their views. One thing for sure is interest rate is going to come down. But at the same time, the economy is going to be affected. So will this impact the Singapore property market? I feel that is not an important factor because there's other factors that, okay, why are when interest rate go up and interest rate come down, I don't think these two things actually move the property market. It's because, yes, correct, interest rate go up, less people want to buy because very expensive. Interest rate go down, more people going to buy. If you look at this on an independent way, then you are correct. But there's a lot of things that happen, like interest rate go down, there's other things that is happening. When interest rate go up, other things also happening. So you cannot say that just because interest rate go down, then the SG property market will be affected because there's other factors that is going to maybe affect the buyer in different ways. So example, like interest rate go down, more people is going to buy, right? But because of interest rate go down, it shows that the economy is not doing well. Then there won't be more people that is going to buy, ma. That's what I mean. So you cannot look at the interest rate and the impact of the property market as an independent statement. Okay, I'm going to end this video on the near 20 minutes mark lah, because I don't want the video to be too long, okay? So 7:59 a.m. Thank you for your videos. They have been informative and truthful about the market condition. Are you seeing a wait and see sentiments due to uncertainty with the Trump tariff? Okay, I feel that it's not a wait and see sentiment. I feel that it's a sentiment where if you don't need to buy, you will wait and see. If you need to buy, you will not wait and see. So when uncertainty comes, right, the urge and the motivation to buy gets lesser. So less people need to buy when there's uncertainty because they are afraid. So they cannot find good reasons to enter the market. So the uncertainty and the tariff, right, cause people to have no security. If they got no security, right, they will not buy because they cannot find a reason to take the action and they cannot find a need to eat. And with rental market not doing well, I feel that people may just feel that, hey, we should just rent. Because last time when rental prices keep going up, people are like, wow, rental prices so high, might as well I buy lah. You know why I want to go and rent. But now rental market is not doing well. So those people that instead of buying, they will think that, hey, the market is not doing well. Why not we just continue renting? You know, so I see that inverse effect on the market. Okay, how many minutes already? 19, okay. Let's answer the last question, okay. How early should start to market my HDB, assuming my ECTOP first quarter 2026? I'm concerned about my 3-room HDB resale market slowness. Boy, this guy power leh. He have a 3-room HDB resale, but he go and buy a EC leh. Power, you know. He got money to buy a new launch EC, but he's only staying in the 3-room HDB. Okay, my answer to you is first quarter 2026, right? It depends on what scheme you are on. I will assume that you're on a deferred payment scheme lah. If you're on a deferred payment scheme, you have to understand, without selling away your HDB flat, you won't be able to pay off and take keys for your EC. So if your EC DOP date is first quarter 2026, then please start selling maybe by the third quarter of 2025. Okay, start selling at the third quarter of 2025. But again, if you sell, you need to find a place to stay, because there's no way you are going to stay and then manage to transit properly to your EC, because you don't know when is your EC going to take key mah. So this is the risk. This is the thing that all the deferred payment buyers got to take. This is the risk that you need to take. So you need to find a place to stay, start selling now, by I think July. By July you should start selling. Then you have to find a place to stay lah, to prepare for your transition for your first quarter 2026. Well, which EC TOP first quarter 2026? You cannot think of it. Lumina Grand or something like that. Altura or something like that. I thought Altura, that time is a Copen. Oh, Copen Grand take key. So maybe it's Altura? I don't know. Okay, so that's it. I will stop here. This is the 8 o'clock question. I still got another, still got another 20 question, 20 over question, 27 question. Okay, so I will take it to the next video. So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I hope you enjoy my video. I'm going on a holiday, so I will take some time to answer your question. Maybe I will try to do the video in the camper van, you know. Then you can have a new background, okay? I try lah, try, no promise, okay? So thank you, hit the like button, subscribe button. I'll see you in the next episode, and bye-bye.